Teachers in Wisconsin are furious over Governor Scott Walker's plan to prevent teachers' unions from collectively bargaining and have taken to the streets to protest. This is the second day in a row. Union temper tantrums have divided Wisconsin kids, deprived Wisconsin kids of their education. Like many states, Wisconsin is broke. And to get its budget in line, the state is asking public workers to contribute more to their pension and health costs. You know, like the rest of us do in the private sector. Is one solution to abandon the failed practice of government-run schools? With us is Reason Magazine's Lisa Snell. Lisa, welcome here.
Thank you.
So here's the big picture as I see it. Tell me what your thoughts are. The government doesn't sell us shoes. The government doesn't sell us food. The government doesn't sell us clothing. The government, for the most part, doesn't sell us housing. Why should the government be in the business of selling us education, especially when it does such a lousy job?
That's right. You know, right now, 99.9% of K-12 education funding, a huge amount of money every year, is tied up in a government monopoly. And there's a few fractured cracks around the country where actually the money is starting to follow the kids. And realistically, it's very difficult for us to go from where we are now to a complete free market in education. But places like New Orleans, where 70% of the kids are in charter schools and the money actually is attached to the backs of kids.
Is that right? 70% of New Orleans school children are in charter schools. Is there any other major metropolitan area in the country that has a number that approaches that?
No. So there's actually 22 cities now where more than 20% of the kids, though, have left the district schools for charter schools. So you take a place like Los Angeles, where they've lost almost 100,000 kids to charter schools. They are starting to feel the pressure. A place like Detroit, where the whole district's almost collapsed.
Why is it that the government does such a terrible job with respect to the schools? Is it teachers' unions? Is it the political influence of the unions? Is that they can't get rid of bad teachers? Or is that the government has no serious competition and people have no serious choices that they can make?
You know, it's all of the above, every one of those things together. Unlike any other kind of business, there's no incentives that are attached to the kids or the customers or the families. So if you're a kid and you grow up in Compton, no matter what the school does to you, your teacher shows a movie every day, you know, your teachers don't show up for work, the district still gets paid that $15,000 or so for you, no matter what happens to you. And that's not really true in any other service
industry.
All right,
tell me a little bit about how these pensions work. If a teacher has a vested pension, say 15 years in New Jersey, and wants to move to Louisiana, would the teacher lose the value of the 15 years once leaving New Jersey and going to Louisiana? Or stated differently, is there a financial incentive for teachers to stay where they are, even if they want to leave, even if they're not good teachers anymore, even if they can't do their jobs any longer?
Absolutely. I mean, they're just as stuck as the kids in a way. So no matter how bad your working conditions are, you know, the easiest route is to just take the path of least resistance. And that may mean that you're just not very excited about your job anymore, but you have to stay there because you will lose your pension because they're not portable. And in most cases, you would have to start from scratch. So that doesn't have much morale for workers in terms of having an incentive to try very hard at your job either.
All right. And one last question. So I want to know how common this is. In my home state of New Jersey, where teachers make no contribution whatsoever to their pensions and no contribution to their health care, they are guaranteed health care from the day they start their jobs until the day they die. And they're guaranteed a percentage of their highest salary for their pension, no matter how poorly they've done their work. Is New Jersey the exception or is New Jersey the rule?
New Jersey is absolutely the rule in terms of public education in America.
Got it. Lisa Snell, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.